Now, Lee, you're back in Limerick and you're after enjoying the Christmas period after what I think is fair to say was a crazy few months, a busy few months where maybe you weren't fighting, but the experiences you've been having over the last couple of months have been fantastic.
Yeah, man, they've been going great. Like, to be from just living in Limerick, training in Limerick and boxing at a Limerick level, to being around world champions, training in the ring, sparring world champions, and to be at world title fights and to see the ins and outs of a world title fight, it's definitely been like a whirlwind in the last couple of months.
Yeah, because I suppose people would have known that you signed for a Canadian promoter, so Lee Baxter Promotions, but then you would have been training in England at a very famous gym, Ingles Gym. How did that all come about?
And what happened, my last fight was in Niagara Falls, and a boxer from the Ingles Gym, many people might know him, Kell Brook, two-time world champion, he actually came and watched my fight. He just happened to be there at that time, met me a couple of days before and was chatting to me, got a bit excited when he spoke to me and was like, came to my fight. After he came to my fight, he was kind of, he was really happy with me, and he said like that there's definitely a world champion in me and that the best place for me would be the Ingles Gym. And I kind of looked and I was like, that's where Prince Nassim trained, that's where Johnny Nelson trained, Old Bomber Graham, all these world champions trained. I was like, if he wants me to go there, like, that's something that I definitely want to do. So I kind of went back to Ireland just like with it in the back of my mind and stuff. Then Kel came and started texting me again. He was like, you need to get over here and stuff. So I went over about 2.5 months ago for a week's trial. And after a week, Dominic Ingle, the head trainer there, was really happy with me and really kind of surprised, I think, more than anything like that. I was able to stick the training. I was able to stick the mental abuse, the physical abuse, everything that you get there. And after a week there, he said, like, if you wanted to stay here, there's an apartment here. It's going to cost this much a month, and we'll be your trainer. So far, so good, and I'm heading back in probably 7 or 8 days now, and sticking the head down for a massive 2020.
Yeah, and he's not the type of man, I was just speaking to you off air a couple of moments ago, he's not the type of man who'll let anyone come into the gym. So you're going into this, I suppose, pressure boiler, this atmosphere that's produced so many world champions, so many top-class boxers. When you got there, were you taken aback at the work that goes on there? Did you take it in your stride? How did you get on, we'll say, when you first got in there? And do you find yourself improving all the while because you're there?
Oh, without a doubt, I'm definitely improving. I'm feeling stronger in every aspect of my boxing. Like, it's crazy. It's the first time that I've actually been looking forward to a fight where I said, I'm going to be fit enough for more rounds. For like, I fight 6 rounds at the moment. If I came that morning and they said, look, we're changing to an 8-round fight or 10-round fight, I would have been confident in that. The amount of training that goes on there, the hard work that goes on there is crazy. But like everything else, I took it in my stride. I let them think that, yeah, this is easy to me, because I just like to let everybody know that hard work is easy work. And I just took it in my stride. But yeah, I think there was a small bit of surprise with me. But like, being around world champions, you're not going to outclass nobody, but like, you can show like what you're made of and show that you belong in the same pool as them.
And a man who obviously will be known to the Limerick public for the wrong reasons, actually, Billy Joe Saunders, obviously defeated Andy Lee for his world title back in the day. You linked up with him as well. You travelled over to LA with him, and you were a part of a camp for a world title fight, which is massive. But at the same time, it was all a part of this kind of crazy sideshow where two YouTubers were fighting each other, and there's massive interest, KSI and Logan Paul. But what was that like, and how did that come about, travelling over to LA to be a part of the Saunders camp?
Well, when I first got over to the Ingle Gym, I was training, and obviously I was training alongside Billy Joe, along with the other lads. And me and Billy Joe really hit it off. Like, we got on really well, and he's a slick soapa, I'm a slick soapa, he's a world champion, I'm a future world champion. So he kind of, he seen something in me, so he always kind of gave me the time of day. Like, we went for coffees with each other. Then when he kind of had confirmation that he was heading to LA and stuff, he buzzed me on WhatsApp and he was like, Lee, this is when my flight's at, make sure you book it with us, there's a hotel room for you, come over, I want you here with me. So I'm like, brilliant. So to be over there, seeing the ins and outs of like one of the biggest fights of 2019, like, you know, even though Billy Joe's was a big fight, but the biggest fight was the YouTubers. Like, but obviously, like, as a boxer's perspective, you're kind of looking at that and laughing, but as a business perspective, it's brilliant, you know. So like, if it makes money, it makes sense, and that's the way it is. But like, for me, a guy 5-0, just professional, maybe 11 or 12 months at the time, to be able to see like the ins and outs of a world title fight, it's an experience that I'll carry with me forever. And like, going into my 6th fight in the next couple of months is going to be a laugh.
And I suppose to be able to, as you said, brush shoulders with world champions, get the what goes into a world championship camp, also rubbing shoulders with top celebrities and getting the whole event in. I know, are yourself and Justin Bieber still in touch?
He buzzes me sometimes, but he's a bit of a wreckhead, so I kind of I have him on the block number, you know.
No, but in seriousness though, that I suppose getting to see that event and see the setup there, that's something that you won't forget either, is it? Because that's something you want to aspire to. You want to be in the ring with all those, we'll say, top level celebrities, top, we'll say, pundits sitting around and watching on as you fight.
Definitely. Like, to be able to, as I said, this early in my career, to be like in the VIP, in behind the scenes and seeing how it all unfolds. It's just something like that. When I know like that I'm going to be fighting on these fights, I know eventually that these days will come for me, that I won't be awed in awe by anything. Like, none of it's going to be a surprise to me, none of it's going to be a shock, and I'm going to take it all in my stride. As I did then, like, I wasn't walking around with my jaw open back then, like, I was, like, I do with everything, I kind of take it with a pinch of salt, and the experience, it definitely couldn't have been bought.
It's been a little while since you've been in the ring, because you were very active. You were fighting nearly every month, every second month. It's been a little while. Obviously, you've been gaining this experience. You've been involved in camps and the like, but I'm sure you're itching to get back into the ring.
I've never wanted a fight so bad, to be honest, you know. I was supposed to fight in, I think it was the end of October. And then when I went to the Ingle gym, my promoter did a smart thing and said, like, we're going to put the fight back so you can do a full camp at Billy Joe, like, and make the most of it. So I said, yeah, perfect. And then two fights that I was supposed to fight, the 14th of December and the 21st of December, ended up falling through. So that was a nightmare, because I wanted to have come home 6-0, like, back to Limerick, like, you know, 6-0. So it was very, very heartbreaking for me. But, like, this stuff happens in boxing. Guys pull out. As long as it's not my fault, I don't mind. Like, you know, I did my part. I did the training. But this stuff happens, you know. So it's just kind of, like, champions take these things in their stride, like, so I'll just take it on the chin and now move on to the next one.
When do you think that should be? Should it be soon?
I'm hoping that it's going to be the start of February. I'm hoping to be on a big undercard the start of February, but it's 50-50 at the moment. But without a doubt, I will be fighting in February. So I'm going to be 6-0 in February, and I've had a good chat with my promoter this December, and, like, explaining, like about how annoyed I was and how much I want to be active next year. And, like, as an amateur, I've took fights on 3 days' notice and 2 days' notice, like, to fight. Like, I always want to fight, and especially with Limerick behind me, like, I want to keep them busy. I want to keep myself busy, but I want to keep in the limelight. I want to keep winning, keep progressing, keep letting the people who say I'm going to be a champion prove themselves right, because it is going to come true. And I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe it's all going to attract to me, because I'm putting in the work every day, and I'm going back to England away from my family, away from my friends, just to camp, like, so I'm putting in the work, like, so it will all come true for me.
I suppose just before I let you go, Lee, I kind of have to mention this. You're on this journey. There's another fighter who fought in Limerick all his life out of Our Lady of Lourdes as well, Paddy Donovan, fighting now professionally. Two professional fighters in Limerick who are on great trajectories and dubs to go on and do better things. Fantastic for boxing in Limerick. I'm sure from afar you're delighted with what Paddy's doing so far as well.
1,000,000%. Any boxer from Limerick or from around Limerick and who's doing well professionally and who's trying to better themselves in their career, like with him, with Graham O'Shea, with Siobhan O'Leary, all Limerick based boxers, like, I wish them all the very best of luck. But as you know, like, chatting to me the last couple of months and the last couple of years, that I'm so focused on myself that, like, nobody else matters. Like, I'm tunnel vision. Like, I'm just here to rack up my wins, and when the world titles come, I'm going to take them with both hands.
Andy Lee did say, I was speaking to him, and he was talking about yourself. He was obviously talking about Paddy as well, and he was saying, who knows, down the line, we could have a world title fight, an all Limerick world title fight. That's something, I suppose, to think about way down the line, but it's certainly something interesting, isn't it?
1,000,000%. I've said it since the very start of my career that I'm selling out Thomond Park. Without a doubt, I'm selling out Thomond Park. So if we can make it an all Limerick one in a couple of years' time for a big world title, how amazing would that be for the city? And, like, just, like, to get people talking and to get boxing back in Ireland, it'd be massive. I know for 100% I'm selling out Thomond Park, so, like, it's going to be a beautiful thing if it's an all Limerick thing.